Let's see it.
Welcome to the Uncle Hack Podcast, where dudes pretty much just talk dude shit.
Welcome to another episode of the Uncle Hack Podcast, live in studio. Nope. There we go. People are excited. We are here. We are live. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for coming out. What is going on with you? And who gives a shit? Why am I starting it like this? I'm talking to somebody. I'm sitting in here alone like a fucking doofus. Anyways, I ended up getting a haircut, as you could probably see for those watching on YouTube. For those listening, I had quite the experience last Friday, and I'm going to give you a breakdown. So I am a man of convenience. Well, first, before we get into that, let's break down the episode. We got a lovely fan question today about ghosting, basically, about texting, and the problems that us gentlemen got to go through with this new wave of technology to gather and obtain the attention of the opposite sex so that way we could possibly have sex. So that we will get into later this episode. The Toronto Pearson Airport is under fire from former Edmonton Oiler, and I refuse to say Pittsburgh Penguin, Ryan Whitney, also the host of Spittin' Chicklets. So we'll talk about that and the horse shit in Canada. But we'll get into the haircut story quickly. And then I seen a post. I really wish I would have saved the video so that way I could give credit to this the creators that put it out there. But it was about he called it a clarity wank. Okay, obviously Aussie or British of some sort. So there was that. Oops, let me get this out of the way. I really don't want to look at fucking ads popping all around. But called it the clarity wank. And I feel like a lot of guys go through this. And he was describing what it was. Up in camp, and twos become fives, fives become tens. And we've been there before, gentlemen. So we are going to discuss that. The clarity wank, or the clearing the cobwebs. I used to call it that, clearing the cobwebs, getting some fucking proper thinking between your ears. But first and foremost, yes, I did end up getting a haircut. No, I'm not taking my hat off. And the experience that I had doing so. Now, I want to start off by saying that I'm a man of convenience, okay? I like things that are very convenient, which is why this new wave of technology is making my life easier, which I am for, okay? Is it laziness? Maybe. Does it stem from laziness? No, I just like things convenient. I like moving in areas where I know that everything I want is right there. That's why I enjoy small towns, because it's very easy to maneuver around a small town. Moving into the city, rather difficult. I don't like it as much. Okay, but we've discussed in the past why I'm here and what I'm doing here, right? Who gives a shit? Hack, tell the haircut story. Not that we care. So when I get a haircut, I find a salon or wherever, a barber, and if they got time for a walk-in, I just take the walk-in. It's easy. I don't care about my hairstyle too much, but this was something. Now, close to where we record this podcast is right across the street is this tiny little salon tucked away beside some parkade, and I've seen it open a few times. Was walking by, I'm like, dude, I need a haircut. I walk in there, right? Hey, you guys got time for a quick little walk-in, get me trimmed up, and I'll be well on my way. And in most cases, there's always, you know, somebody's in between appointments and they'll take it, blah, 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 blah. You know how it goes. Well, this guy was hesitant, and then someone out of the back corner, I will do it. It's not his accent. I refuse to do a Asian man's accent due to recent, recent crumblings of people that want to do that. So out of the corner, this guy goes, hello, I cut the hair. Nah, he wasn't that Asian. He's from Singapore, so whatever accent you want to put that on. And now, I was under the illusion, okay? I've seen this place a few times, and two gentlemen sit outside, and they dress very eccentric, very fashionable. So in my head, I immediately go to these, obviously, are two gay men that own a beauty salon in the area. Don't care, all right? Can you cut my hair? All right. Can you cut my hair in a convenient time where I want to cut? So I sit in the chair. I believe that trusting gay men with anything fashionable is probably not a horrible choice. It is Pride Month, and I'm trying to be a little more inclusive in my lifestyle, right? So come to find out, this gentleman is not gay, but just very eccentric, very eccentric, okay? Travels the world and very out there. His ideologies are a little bit different than what I would consider normal, but hey, what the fuck do I know? Right? I sit in the chair. I explain to him that I just want a couple inches taken off. That's it. I'll be well on my way. And he heard, do whatever the fuck you want, which power to him. Because he definitely did whatever the fuck that came to mind for him. So now I'm not realizing this. I'm sitting in the chair and I can feel, I'm like, ah, maybe he's going a little high, but then the razor, you know, you get underneath, they cut up the neck, they clean up the neck. Sometimes you get like that weird man fuzz that just kind of points down into a V, and you get this weird, like, I don't know, what I would consider like a punk rock style haircut that was unintentional. Whatever the fucking word is. And then he comes around to the side and takes a big snip, and I watch about 4 inches of hair fall, and I go, oh boy, that's a big 2 inches. Wow, holy. And to there, I'm kind of caught by surprise, and I don't say nothing because what am I going to do in that point in time? Glue the fucking hair back on? There's no point of making a big scene about it. Whatever, I'll ride it out, and like most men, I don't really care about my hair. I don't care that much about it. I'm losing it as the days go on. It's not like I gel this shit up. Now I'm thinking about the future in that moment when I see that hair fall. Now I don't have to cut my hair for like another 9 months. I've just saved myself money because of this guy's mistake. That's my, at first, once the initial shock wore off, I'm like, what the fuck? And then I was like, oh yeah, it just means I don't have to be back until probably January. I don't have to get my hair cut till January now. I'm good. I'm golden. I don't have to worry about this. This isn't a thought. But then this is where it gets very interesting to me. Takes the apron off, and I'm about to stand up. He goes, oh, I'm not done. Well, what the fuck else is there to do here? Like, I don't, I understand. I'm still thinking like, oh, maybe he is gay. And I was like, don't bark up that tree. And he goes, no. I give you chop chop. And I don't know what that, I was like, I think you already did that. No, I think you already gave me the chop chop. I'm good off of more chop chop. We'll carry on. No. This man proceeds to karate chop me, double karate chops down the spine and smacking me on top of the shoulders. And he does this for about 2 minutes. And I'm not going to lie, it actually kind of felt good. After, you know, you're like loose, you know, you're tense in the shoulders sometimes. And he got up and I'm like, oh, fuck, I'm a little... takes the sting off the haircut and puts it on my shoulders. Wow, I like what you did there. Very, there should be a Seinfeld episode about this little experience that I went through. So yeah, that's how I ended up with a short haircut, and I've been getting yapped about it ever since. My mom is just letting me have it about it. It's unreal. I can't believe it. So yeah, that's where my weekend has been. I've watched the Oilers get swept by the Avalanche, which was awful to watch. I did make a pretty penny off of the Calgary. Now, I'm not if you follow me on Instagram and you see that I post up my winnings, I'm going to let you know it's nothing to cry home about. I'm bragging about that I called it right, okay? When I'm gambling on these sites, I'm a tightwad. If you haven't got to know me that well, I'm a tightwad. So gambling to me is like no bets exceed $20 on these sites. Now, I'm not going to make my millions off of sports gambling, right? So it's just bragging rights that I called something correct, okay? Most of these bets are like $2, $3 to like put my mind engaged into the game of like a certain player. I'm cheering for a certain scenario to happen, and it just sparks my interest since the game of hockey is such a pussified sport now of like embellishing calls every time somebody gets hit. You're throwing your head back. It's just a watered down version of fucking soccer now. It is. It's getting to the point of that, and it's difficult to watch. Watching grown men cry on a bench while making millions of dollars a year about a slash on top of it. Toughen up, okay? I would gladly play that game for a minimal six-figure year salary just to play hockey. I would. And not bitch and moan and cry every time a stick gets up. You know, you got dental care. I miss the days when hockey players had no teeth, you know? They were tough. Scars on their face. It was grit. It was war. Playoffs now, it's just like, how can I draw a penalty? How can I draw a penalty? It drives me nuts, but I'll get over my hockey rant and move onwards. But yes, it was a fun time in the city of Edmonton. I had a lovely time partaking in all the activities that were going down here. The Joey Moss Pit was electric. I had a great time there Saturday. Met a lot of you animals, a lot of you animals out there. Pounded beers, brought the city together, people together, you know? That's what I like seeing. The city united, the province was divided, now we're back together with the hatred of Trudeau once again. You know, hockey season is now done in Alberta, the Flames got beat up by the Oilers, and then the Oilers get swept by the Avs, so we're back to business as usual. Reminding Jason Kenney, even though he's not in office here as a premier, that he is a giant pussy. And we go back to, you know, the good old times of letting Trudeau know that he's not welcome here, which did happen in Calgary last week. He showed up at a hotel room and hecklers were giving it to him. And you know what? This guy is starting to turn into basically a shitty open mic comedian, a.k.a. me. Everywhere he goes, he is welcomed by a group of people that just hate his guts and they heckle the hell out of him. And that's good. That's good, because if we're doing a crossover comedy to politics, you know, if you're continuously getting heckled, at some point, you got to tell yourself, either A, I should probably get better at this, or quit, you know? At some point, something's got to register that everywhere I go, I'm getting heckled and nobody fucking likes me, so maybe I should A, quit comedy, or B, get better at it fast, because it's getting hot out there. It is getting hot out there in the political world for the era as prime minister of this country. When you want to show up and give a dog shit speech about climate change and how we need to send more money to transgender African soldiers that are willing, that want inclusive uniforms across the board. You know, it's rather tiresome when the average family in Canada right now is drowning in bills. So giving a fuck about the issues that failed drama teacher, failed ski instructor, and a failed politician wants to come around and remind you about the things that matter most to him, you kind of don't care. And that's where we sit. How do I make that funny? I don't know. It's just funny in my head to think that everywhere this guy goes, he's getting heckled to fucking hell. It is hilarious to me that he's just not getting anything that he wanted out of this. You know, I was going to be a man of the people. I legalized marijuana. Here I come. Electoral reform gave him legalized marijuana, but the electoral reform, you know, I was just joking around. One of those. So it is kind of funny. Just a jerk off of a human being And speaking of jerking off, I want to get into the clarity wank because I feel like this is what most men, some of you fail at this, and some of you just need to be reminded, right? You need to be reminded about this. Sometimes your nuts toy with your mind more than you want them to, right? When you're stuck out in the wilderness, and a lot of you have worked camp jobs, you've been away from home for a minute, and if you're single, it gets a little weirder, right? When you got to be away for 2-3 weeks at a time, your nuts start to play mirages on your brain. That's what it is. It's a mirage where, you know, you'll be looking at the camp kitchen chef, the one who's serving you the breakfast in the morning, and it's just a warlock of a human being, you know, something that, you know, in the regular world, when you're removed from camp or, you know, you're back integrated into society, that you probably wouldn't even think or attempt to try and shove your little schmeckle inside, right? But that's where the nuts start messing with you. They start telling you things that aren't real, like, oh, dude, she's hot as hell. You see, you know, you can see the faded butterfly tattoo on the titty. You always know that there's always like one of them. The hairnet has dripping grease. There's, you can see fucking, there's cigarette stains on her teeth. The smoker's like, hey. You get that as she's trying to shovel scrambled eggs on your plate. And there's just like something about, it doesn't matter the scent, you know, the scent of sniz will hit your nostrils. And it's like a potion that starts fucking with your brain, and your nuts are speaking to your brain too. So now you're getting hit from both angles and you're like, whoa, what the hell is happening? And sometimes you just got to empty the chamber and let it fill up again, you know? You got to do that. You got to remind yourself who you are as a human being. And this guy goes on to explain that in camp, you know, he's away for three weeks in the video. Yeah, and he's starting to look at fives, and they're looking like tens, and twos are looking like fives. And then as time goes on, the twos are becoming tens, and it's messing with you. And you're starting to line up some little dinner dates with these warlocks, you know, nothing against these ladies, as long as they can own up to what they look like, you know. And a lot of guys that listen to this, listen, we're no lookers, but we like to fucking take swings at the plate. We'll get up there. We're not star players on the team, you know. We're not going out, we're not doing modeling contracts, we're not fucking influencers that are taking off their shirts, have nice six-pack abs. We know what we're working with, okay? A lot of guys can look in the mirror and assess themselves accordingly, where I feel the opposite gender has a difficult time doing so, right? I look in the mirror and I'm like, fuck, I'm like a hard 5.5 on a good day when I'm feeling it. Like, I'm a 6.2, okay? I'm a 6.2 tops. I am not gracing the covers of magazines or having beauty pages post me. I know what I look like. I got acne and I'm 30 fucking 1 years old. I can't get it under control, okay? I look this way. I have bags underneath my eyes. My nose is crooked. And I don't have the body type that a swimwear company is really gunning for, right? When I take my fucking t-shirt off on a Mexican holiday, you know, sitting at the resort and I peel my tarp off and there's a farmer's tan and the whiteness of my body is now illuminating across the pool and people are trying to figure out where the hell is the disco ball, right? I know what I'm working with. Now sometimes you ask the opposite gender and they come out hot out the gate. I'm a 10. Well, let's cool it. Okay. Let's cool it a little bit. So that's where this starts to fuck with your head when your nuts haven't been emptied in a while. And this guy said it perfectly. He go ahead and did a clarity wank. Sometimes you got to empty the chamber, get your thoughts back in order. And gents, I'm here today to remind you, If you haven't snapped one off in a while, quit listening to these fucking idiots on TikTok that are telling you that porn is bad. Porn is bad. No, sometimes it's the most necessary evil that you need in your life so you can get one out of the system, okay? Because then what are you doing? You're running around the streets trying to take down whatever you can. You're trying to get in a wrestling match with a fucking circus bear is what you're doing. And you don't need that in your life, gents. That's why I'm here to tell you. This is a dudes podcast. We do it for dudes and dudes only. And sometimes the ladies want to get inside what their man is thinking. So they listen to what the garbage is inside my fucking head. And I'm telling you today, if you haven't snapped one off in over 6 days, get the fuck in the bedroom now, okay? I don't need you running around like a wolf with rabies, frothing at the mouth, and you're ready to devour anything that comes your way. No, no, no. Sometimes patience is good so you could savor the kill, you know? You can dive in. You go after. You've been looking at that gazelle for 2 weeks, just wondering what the hell does that thing taste like. But then this slum rat comes walking in front of you, and it just so happens to be the easy go-to treat at that moment. But all because your nuts are fucking with your head. You lose sight of that gazelle that you've been working up, you know, you've been training for. You've been in the DM, running up amok to try and convince her that you're a great idea. Trying to convince the gazelle that the water over here is worth a sip. And then that's when you sink your fucking rabies-filled teeth into the side of that thing and shred it to pieces. But no. No, you got some goddamn river rat that just so happened to walk right in front of your sights when you had a little bit of a rumble in your tummy that day. And here you sit. Now you're fucking scratching your head. The moment the first drop leaves the little eye hole on your little schmeckle, you start to feel the regret and the guilt and the waves crash down on top of you. Like, what the hell am I doing? We've all had those. We've all had those. And it's a difficult moment to sit in when you just had sex with a woman and you realize that this was a total mistake. This is, oh God, my dick, my balls, not even the dick. The dick does no thinking. The balls are producing all those chemicals that fuck with the noodle. And here you're sitting in this wave of guilt and you've got to look at this other human being that you're like, how the fuck do I get out of here now? Because most of us are a little polite, right? We're a little polite. We'll want to console, talk a little bit after, maybe get around to if you're feeling just shallow enough. You're like, fuck, I'm already here. Kind of like me with the haircut earlier, right? You just sit there and you're like, man, well, whatever. I guess, it's going to be 9 months before this happens again. So I might as well just fucking enjoy it, right? I might as well just enjoy some chop chop, right? And here I sit before you to tell you that sometimes it does work in your favor. It does. That's the opposite end of things. But for the most part, you're going to sit there and waves of guilt crashing upon you, like you're a tourist, first time on the beach, and you're not paying attention to the wave that's about to come crashing down upon you as your family's taking a photo of you for the first time you ever put your feet in the Pacific Ocean. And then it just hits you, and you're sitting there shriveled up in a ball, and you're starting to notice all the little things that you didn't see before, like the wart hanging off her labia. Like, fuck, I was just eating that. I was in there running amok on that thing. And now I'm noticing all the little warts and skin tags. And fucking, ugh. There's a boil on her ass that I missed. Oh, God. And here I am, just a disgusting animal. Ugh. What am I going to do, Lord? How do I get out of here? And then the good Lord has to look down upon you and be like, son, you put yourself in this situation because you didn't do a clarity wink. You didn't tug on your little boat and make sure the waters weren't salty. You had barnacles hanging off your nuts, my friend, and you didn't feel the need to clean them off before you went on a nice little trip around the sun. And here you sit. And I got to remind you that even though I invented the human body, it sometimes is your responsibility to take care of it, okay? You fucking vessel of stupidity. You got to look in the mirror. You got to go in the mirror and start wiping things off and scents start hitting your nose that you didn't, because before it smelled good. You're like, oh, I haven't smelled this in a while. This is what I need in my life. And here we are. With your hands, with your head buried in your hands, thinking about the mistakes I've made in life have led me to this point. I don't know if I like that or not. I don't know if I like that. I should have graduated. I should have went and did something. I wouldn't be in the predicament that I am, spending 3 weeks in camp. I'm not saying that all of you that spend time in camp don't have high school diplomas, but I'm just, it's a joke, okay? You can take a joke. Can't you not? Can you not? Can you not take a joke? I'm asking you. But here I am to remind you to release the demon, okay? I remember hearing a story about a guy that when he was in the bar, this is what this maniac used to do, okay? This is how close, hey, easy now. This is how fucking hot to the sun that this guy liked to fly his little plane, Icarus. He would be yapping with a lady in the bar, okay? And if there was a little bit of something, he would go to the shitter and jerk off in the bar, in the heat of the moment, in the middle of the hunt. That's what he would do. He would go in and he would knock one out of the system. And if he came back and still thought to himself, yeah, you know what? I would like to have sex with that. Then he would proceed. That is about as down to the wire playoff hockey as you're going to get, you know? Third period, 2 minutes left, pulled goal, and he's pulling the goalie. In a 2-0 game, going for it, seeing on whether or not he wants to close. I got to say, hats off to guys like that. You know, that's as tight of the wire you're ever going to get with a situation like that. Now, I'm not saying you need to do that. That's not why I'm telling you this. I'm just saying another guy's story on what he deemed necessary to make sure that the clarity wank came into effect. But some of you are leaving it for way too goddamn long. That's my little reminder for you, ladies and gentlemen. Ladies, too. I don't know if that'll, I don't know how the female brain works.
Because it doesn't.
Whoa. Complete mystery. I'll figure out where these are. There it is. Because the female brain doesn't work. Hey. just misogynist mentality over here. But yes, that is it. I am begging you, gents, don't let this new wave of influencer bullshit. Everybody wants to be the new male misogynist talking about women are evil. Women are evil. No. They serve a purpose. But sometimes you got to serve yourself to understand what the purpose is. You don't just go throwing around your hog and anything. I used to, and now look where it got me. I'm yelling into a fucking microphone in four walls by myself. So that's why I'm begging you. I'm begging you as a human being to human being, male to male, dude to dude. Put that old yogurt slinger in your goddamn five knuckle sandwich and tug on that thing until your thoughts are fucking clear. Do you understand me? That's all I'm asking you to do. Nothing. I'm not asking you to build a rocket ship. I'm not telling you to build underground tunnels so that we can shoot across the fucking planet. No, I don't want you to do that. I just want you to out there thinking straight. It's a simple ask, gents. It's a simple goddamn ask. Time for a little ad read. DangerCatShop.com. June 17th, 18th, and 19th, we will be in Saskatchewan. That's right. I believe June 17th, we will be touching down in Saskatoon. June 18th, Regina. That are those dates are reversed. And June 19th, for Father's Day, we are going to be in Swift Current for our first ever Saskatchewan swing with Danger Cat. So come on out. It's myself, Sam Walker, and Brett Forte delivering some of the most dangerous comedy that this goddamn country can handle. If you're offended easily, well, you fucked up by listening to this podcast. And secondly, don't come to my goddamn show. Patreon.com/DangerCat69. Exclusive content on there. You get an extra episode of the Uncle Hack podcast every week. And every time we do some exclusive shows like Roast Battles, the full episodes are available on there. That's right. Full Roast Battle episodes of the up to volume 5 are now available on patreon.com/DangerCat69. And it's a great way to support this show by subscribing and getting extra episodes. And that's all. Anyways, back to the episode. Now that I got that off my chest, the Toronto Airport, speaking of things flying off the chest. Hey, good segue. All right, Ryan Whitney. Some of you may know him from this podcast, not this one specifically, but may know him due to what your interests are. Some of us are hockey fans on this. To give Ryan Whitney a little background, he is a former NHL player. He's a defenseman for the Pittsburgh Penguins, the Edmonton Oilers. He played here in the city, but he was here in the city gassing it up on Saturday night. I believe they did a little bar takeover here, had a little fun, a little dust up. Took part in what was going on, but that's not why I'm talking about this. He's a part of a Barstool podcast, Spit and Chicklets, Strictly Hockey podcast. Super funny. If you haven't listened to it, check it out. Those guys get some old greats on there. I enjoy listening to it. The guys are funny, but anyways, that's not what we're talking about. This is the state of Canada right now. So the headline here is from the Toronto CTV news website. Former NHL player slams Toronto. I'll put it up here. What am I doing? This is a fucking amateur hour podcast if I've ever done one. I think one more and it'll center it, right? There we go. Former NHL player slams Pearson. Toronto Pearson Airport, Air Canada, in a video after a chaotic night stuck at airport. Yes, that is right. Here's the background. A former NHL player stuck at Toronto Pearson Airport due to delays is critiquing the facility along with Air Canada in a video uploaded to social media on Monday. Ryan Whitney, former professional hockey player for the Pittsburgh Penguins, was attempting to travel from Edmonton, Alberta to Boston, Massachusetts on Sunday when he encountered a series of delays that would see him stuck at the airport until Monday morning. Scroll down. Advertisement. How do I get past this? Okay. I don't even know where to explain, the former NHL player said in a video uploaded to his Twitter account that has amassed nearly 800,000 views in 4 hours. Says he landed in Toronto around 3 p.m. Sunday, spent 3 hours in line to get through customs, only to find his connecting flight to Boston had been canceled. At this point now, I go and see that there's a 400-person line with about 2 Air Canada workers. There were a million canceled flights and everybody was just panicking. After waiting in that line for nearly 6 hours hoping for assistance, Whitney said Air Canada closed the counter and told them remaining customers to seek help elsewhere. That's Air Canada for you. Shit show, dog shit airline, It's horrendous to fly in. Actually, I won't name who it was, but somebody just told me that they were flying Air Canada and one of the stewardesses wasn't wearing panties and they were sitting in the front row. And then when I say this, I'm not saying like it was a, I'm not saying like it was some, the woman not wearing panties wasn't exactly the gash that you'd want to stare at as you're taking a flight. Like, okay, I'm just going to leave it at that. And this person was tormented with looking at this lovely woman's whispering eye for the remainder of her flight. So that's the level of professionalism we're dealing with Air Canada these days. This is Canada for you. It's a shit show. It's a gong show. Two of them just like threw their hands at waiting in line for Whitney said Air Canada, closed the counter. Oh, two, there it is. Two Air Canada workers above. Air Canada closed it and told them, hey, just, I don't know, figure it out yourself. I don't give a shit. So Whitney said he decided to re-enter the Canadian section of the airport, meaning he had to once again go through customs, this time Canadian. By the time I finally speak to someone from Air Canada, it's 1 a.m. At this point, he says he's asked for his luggage back as he was considering driving across the Canada-USA border to Buffalo and catching a flight to Boston. First off, can we start by saying that Toronto is just a shit stain of a fucking area to go? Why the hell would anybody at this moment in time want to travel to this city? Not that he had to. I understand that he's catching a connecting flight to go to Boston. I get that. There's like two major international airports I think you can get out of here right now, and it's Toronto and Vancouver. So it does make sense to fly to Toronto to go to Boston. It makes sense. It's all on the East Coast. But what a shit stain of a city. Way to just get, hey, keep going. Keep going. How fucking more vile can you come across, right? And just when you think as a Canadian that doesn't live in the city and isn't trying to, hey, Drake, Future, what the fuck's the other guy's name? Weekend, that's it. Drake, Weekend, the Milk Boys are from here. Who else? Who else they got? Justin Bieber. The Toronto Maple Leafs. Oh, the Blue Jays that no one could give a flying fuck about. Oh. Instead, they said they booked him on a new flight scheduled to leave from Toronto at 8 a.m. Boston. Okay. After nearly 4 hours from his rescheduled flight, Whitney says Air Canada told them they had actually booked him a ticket on a different flight from Toronto to Montreal where he could connect to Boston. The problem, Whitney said he wasn't informed of that change ahead of time and the flight was rescheduled to leave in 50 minutes and he had just arrived at the airport expecting to fly in 4 hours' time. He would not clear security in time to make his Montreal flight. I started laughing, he said. This is Now, the reason I'm talking about this is that's where we are right now in Canada with flights. Air Canada statement. So, where was that? I wanted to bring up. There was a statement from Airlines Canada, right? May 20, where the funk is in. Anyways, well, we learned this is, okay. So there's a mandatory vaccination still in Canada. To board a plane, if you're 12 years of age plus 4 months or older, you'll need to be fully vaccinated in order to board a plane. Domestic or international flights departing from most airports, including charter and foreign airlines carrying commercial passengers. Via, rail, Amtrak, White Pass, and Yukon Route Railroad.
So any airline or railway company here in Canada still requires you to be vaccinated. Because nothing, like I say, Canada's always 5 years behind everybody, right? And we're still hanging on to this COVID protocols very tightly, very, very tightly. This is something that airline, the government is ensuring that this happens. I think it's another month with airline travel. I'm my own producer. 6 to 8, here we go. Trudeau. Prime Minister, we're still in a pandemic. PM defends extension of travel restrictions as industry groups demand relief. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau is defending the recent extension of the COVID-19 border restrictions, saying the decision is anchored in science as representatives from the travel and tourism sector gather in Ottawa. So he's decimating our own airline, Air Canada, because right now I just seen somebody said, it's an organization here in Canada released a statement that people are now refusing to fly with Air Canada and I wish I had the statement there so that I don't have to look like a fucking complete asshole on trying to regurgitate exactly what they wrote in their statement. But Cole's notes is we are still gripping on to this right now because apparently when you sit on a plane next to somebody who is not vaccinated, you will be visited by the Grim Reaper. He will be knocking on your door. Live in fear. Exactly. But that's where Canada is. It's a gong show. We're 5 years behind the curve. We haven't even flattened the curve. We're still 5 years behind any curve, any social trends. And we allow American politics right now to influence our decision-making on whether or not handguns should be illegal because they're not hard enough to get your hands on as it is. But that's the issues that right now we are more worried and determined to tackle here rather than letting you assholes fly abroad. What could you possibly want to go see out there that your fucking small town doesn't have? What your city doesn't have? You want to get drunk? You want to get drunk? Well, guess what? Head down to your local tavern where its patio faces a back alley that is flooded with crack addicts and heroin junkies overdosing beside dumpsters while trying to light their own hair on fire. You don't want to see that as entertainment? You want to leave the countryside? It's summertime here, don't you know? All the junkies have finally unthawed. They're back to performing for $1.50 at a time, so that way they can possibly shoot some junk up their arm. That's not good enough for you? You want to go, see that down in Dallas, Texas? You want to go down to Florida? Is that what you want? You want to leave the country? We're going to make it rather difficult for you. So that way you can look at your future. Okay? I laugh every time I'm kind of moseying around the city. Patios here are hilarious, you know? You go, in all seriousness, like you go travel abroad, right? And you get on these nice patios that overlook an ocean, a lake, or, you know, some of these little, like, quote-unquote resort towns that you can actually have a view. And then you get in the cities, right? It's so funny that the patio just looks upon a street and somehow we as mouth breathers drag our knuckles down to the city center so we can sit on a fucking patio and get dusted with gas fumes because, you know, that's the scenery that we deem beautiful, right? No, why would you want anything that overlooks any sort of greenery? No, here you go. Look at this street where retards want to ride up and down, revving their fucking motors, you know? I get it. Hey, when you put fucking cherry blasters on your fucking 1998 Silverado, nothing you want to do is rip by a crowd of people to let them know, look at how fucking big my dick is. I'll roll call on all these little pussies. What are they drinking? Some goddamn martinis? Drink a Busch Heavy like a man would with balls. Empty balls, because my brain is thinking clear. That's why I thought it was a good idea to just douse these people a little diesel smoke, you fucking green energy sector pieces of shit trying to... All right, I've had enough. But yeah, that's where we're sitting at here in Canada is we're still holding on strong with what we... When I say we, I mean the powers that be. You know, the big people in the big office right now are still hanging on. This is the little bit of power that they have, and we're so docile fucking people here that we allowed people, all right, people in Ottawa to claim that trauma comes from horn honking. Okay, so when I say that we don't really have a spine in this country, I really fucking mean it. You know, you think anybody like you would think the rich daughters of oil executives that really enjoy going to Panama in the wintertime would be standing up for this. But you know what? They did the correct thing, got vaccinated, and they still get to travel. But no, these restrictions now are stopping people from getting anywhere in the country. But meanwhile, we can gather by the thousands in the Joey Moss pit and drink $13. They were $13 beers in there. That is criminal. $13 a fucking beer. I couldn't believe that. Bend me over and fuck me dry, why don't you? That would be more pleasurable than drinking a $13 fucking beer. I had one of them and I just like, I savored it. That's the only beer that I didn't just like, I made sure I got every sip out of that cocksucker. I was ready to tear the can open and lick it, and whether or not the tin was going to shred my tongue to shreds. Shred my tongue to shreds. Great English. My brain is firing way too hot for what my mouth wants to say, or vice versa, whichever it may be. Whoa. Yes, that's where we're at in Canada. That's what we have to go through. These are the things and problems that we have here, you know. God forbid. God for fucking bit. I wonder if the Ukrainians that are leaving that war-torn country got to be vaccinated to hop on the plane to get here. I wonder that. Do you think Big Trudy's hitting them with the golden stamp? Hey, before you get in here, we need to have you jabbed up with a nice Pfizer. Come over here. I want your blood. I'm going very Alex Jones on you right now. Ah, I want your blood. This is a wild episode. I'm jacked up right now. I've been getting a lot of rest, and I think that is helping. Coming in here with more energy. I'm not as tired as I usually am. I'm not as like, and it feels good. It feels good to sit back and relax a little bit and not feel so fucking stressed like the boots on my neck throughout this whole time. But now inflation's down the pipe. We got a new wave of problems that are coming. They're already starting with the climate change bullshit. It's coming down the pipeline. Canada is a wasteland. If you fucking are proud to be from here, I'd have to say that you're fucking retarded. I like Canadians. I enjoy the country as what it offers in resources. The people are phenomenal for the most part. Once you get outside of bigger centers like Toronto, Vancouver, Ottawa, the East Coast is hit and miss. Depends where you go. Those pogey riding fucks. The smart ones come out here to work, make a ton of money, go back and flex it on all the broke ones that think fishing is a sustainable living. You know, draining the ocean is a sustainable living. And then they bitch the moment the natives get a fish whenever the hell they want. Well, what the hell is this, mate? I can't go out there and sweep the goddamn ocean floors for some... Well, there's only the ocean floor. They make everything plural out there. It drives me... Do you got there the ocean floors? Fucking East Coasters. I'm taking shots at everybody. Roast battle champion. I'm surprised. Why didn't I bring the title in here? So that way you knew what you were getting today. God damn it. Nope. Really chewing through the time here. Let's get into the fan question. Why don't we? This is a fun part of the episode where we... Let me get a little juice on that. Why are you not playing?
On the number, but the fucker wouldn't work. It just said unavailable.
Let's rewind that a tad. All right. So a young gentleman left me a voice memo on Instagram. Let me pause that. Okay, the number doesn't work, okay? The number is out of the question. I understand that maybe some of you have went and tried to call it, and then we tried the fucking, what do you, what do you call it? That Google Forms, that didn't work. Every time I try new technology, it just plummets on this show. And so I've come to a realization, anytime I introduce something new that I don't understand, I shouldn't expect other people to understand it for me. So we're going back old school. We're going back old fashioned. You can just leave me a voice memo on my Instagram, which is the most easiest way to do so, I find. That or type it out. I really don't give a shit. However you want. Fan question in my DM, at UncleHack69. I'm shadow banned like a motherfucker, so you gotta type in the whole thing. UncleHack69, if you have a fan question for me, I am... you'd think I'm high on cocaine again this episode. I wish I was. I wish I could sit here and admit that I did a fat rail before doing this episode, but I am just that jacked up today. I am feeling it. I am feeling it. One guy offered me blow on the weekend, and I explained to him. I was like, dude, I haven't touched this shit in 3 years, and I'm not about to do it with some random that I don't even fucking know, you know? If I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it on a stag with my fucking friends, not you, you lonely asshole. That's just like strolling the streets looking for somebody to do coke with. Fuck off.
Hack, got a fan question for you from down in Minnesota. Hey. I tried calling the number, but the fucker wouldn't work. It just said unavailable, so fuck, I guess I'm too retarded to figure that shit out. But I got
That would be me. I'll put the blame on my shoulders. You know what? We are an audience that, you know what? The audience, this is what I mean. We assess ourselves accordingly, and we admit, hey, I'm a little retarded. Aren't we all? Aren't we all, good sir?
Lady issue. I got this chick I've been seeing for the last 2 months, and the situation kind of fucking with my head, I'm not going to lie. One moment she's fucking all over me, nonstop texting me and shit, you know, showing interest, putting in effort, and then fucking a day goes by and literally no effort whatsoever. Seems like doesn't give a fuck. If you got any advice on this little situation, it'd be greatly appreciated. Keep the pod up, man. It's fucking awesome to listen to.
Thank you, good sir. So I'm just gonna rewind that. About yo
fucking all over me, nonstop texting me and shit, you know, showing interest, putting in effort, and then fucking a day goes by and literally no effort whatsoever. Seems like doesn't give a fuck. If you got any advice on this little situation, it'd be greatly appreciated. Keep the pod up, man. It's fucking awesome to listen to.
You want to know what? This is going to be horrible advice, but I think it'll help you. You want to know what you got to do? See, this is what you're going through. So right now, in this age of technology, now, like I said earlier, I love the convenience. I can look at hole at any time that I want. Anytime that I'm like, I really would like to see a pussy right now, I can pull one up and look at it. And it doesn't matter. I don't give a shit whose it is. I can just look at one. I can go on Twitter and find one, Reddit. I can go on Instagram and find links of holes of women that I want to see, that I don't want to see. I can ask the old lady, send me a snapshot of yours, right? That's the age of convenience. So you got to think about that on the other side of the spectrum. She sees that as convenience as well. Now what you're going through, young man, is what we all go through. It's everybody's battling for one another's attention. And I assume that you're a stand-up gentleman, and I'm just going to assume the best of you, because that's what I do, because I'm a dude and I'm team dude and I always root for team dude. So I assume that you, in the great state of Minnesota, are a blue collar type gentleman, works his ass off. That's, you know, really wants to be a one woman man. If you're putting two, yeah, I've been at it for like 2 months now. She shows that there's effort, that there's not enough effort. Bail. You want to know what you do? Stir up the pot a little. Stir up the pot a little, okay? What's she got a hot single friend? Just add her Snapchat. That's all. That's all you have to do because they'll squawk. They all squawk, right? Just add her Snapchat and don't say nothing, do nothing. Follow her on Instagram. Do something where it'll be noticed, right? That will then tell you where her friend sits, okay? Because it's always a battle for attention. Right now, maybe you're on a roster. Maybe there's 13 other guys that are Snapchatting her, trying to, you know, get her in the gutty sack and take a round out of her because they didn't clarity wank. They didn't clarity wank, right? So the tone of your voice tells me that you're a younger gentleman and the things that you younger guys got to go through are a lot different than when I was younger, okay? So I just get to sit back and look at the hourglass as time falls. And I get older, you know, and the problems start changing. Like when I was younger, it was a lot different, okay? We had T9 texting. And texts cost a lot of fucking money. They used to run up your goddamn bill every month. So you made damn sure when you were sending a text that it was fucking something that you wanted and needed to say. Okay, there's no real apps on phones. On a flip phone, you were lucky enough to fucking pay $2.99 to get MC Hammer's You Can't Touch This as a fucking ringtone, let alone download Twinder. So that's how fucking old I am. I'm fucking up the names of apps. Download Tinder and actively shop. That's all it is. It's a little online shopping is what that app is. And if you start treating it as accordingly, your mindset will start changing, right? You're never going to meet. Actually, that's a lie because I've met plenty of girlfriends that I've had in encounters, if you will, off of apps. So again, I'm a man of convenience and I like where this is all going, but you're now in a bigger fish. You're competing with fucking people that are, you're in the great state of Minnesota. It's cheap to fly to California. This lady can fly to California for what, like $85 to get some fucking dick? It's not that difficult anymore. We're more connected than ever. So you got to pull out you got to do some weasel shit. You got to stand out a little bit. And if you got to do so by playing, you got to cheat the game. I always like to say cheat to win, whether it's fighting, fucking, cards, games, it doesn't matter. You do what you got to do to win. And you, sir, right now, it sounds like you're on a roster. 2 months in, she definitely is chatting with other people. And you're conveniently there when she needs something. So you should be inconveniently there. That's what I'm saying. You seem to be, you might be like a fallback. And then once there's interest lost, lose interest completely. So what? Plenty of fish in the fucking sea. You live in one of the greatest countries in my mind, the United States of America, and I would gladly love citizenship in your lovely country, but unfortunately, I don't have that right now. I don't get the luxury of being down there, which I would love, but that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about your problem. See, it's difficult now. It is difficult for you young guys because you're dealing with things that, you know, as I get older, they become less, you start to care less. And right now, like I said, I can tell by the tone in your voice, you're a younger gentleman. So the world hasn't quite torn you apart yet. And you haven't felt a good heartbreak and really what the evils of a female can really possess. And I'm not saying that about anybody that was in my life. So don't come back at me after listening to this bullshit because me and you, yeah. Turn this into a therapy session for me. I'm sorry. I'm breaking character right now. My bad. But what I'm saying is take a swim on the wild side, daddy. Get out there. Shake your cock a little. Live a little. Go out. Travel. Who gives a shit? You young guys put so much emphasis on trying to find the right one at the wrong time, all the time. When you go out and you start putting more time into yourselves and seeing the world and experiencing things and meeting people from different countries, different areas of your own country, it doesn't matter. You get out there. Get out there. You young bucks, man, there's this thought in your head that this old school Christian fucking married at 23, kids at 26, living with the white picket fence is the end all be all. It's not. I'm here to tell you. I at a young age, didn't want to dive into that life for, I don't know what reasons. I just always thought that there was more. And a lot of my friends now, I'm 31 years old, okay? I'm 31 years old. A lot of my friends are on, some are already divorced. Some have 3 kids. Some have 2, you know? And here I get to sit with the freedom of doing whatever the hell I want with no responsibility. I got to take the emotions of my girlfriend into consideration a lot of the time, which is already difficult for me because I like to run around and live a little wild, you know, live a little crazy, live differently than some of my friends do. So what I'm saying is don't put all your eggs in one basket. It's okay to get out there and have some fun, okay? There's this pressure on you young guys. I'm begging you guys to send me questions that I can dive into. Have some fun. Let your hair down. It's not that bad out there. You're not going to find the love of your life at 23 fucking years old. It's just the way it goes. Listen, leave your hometown for a year. Go experience some shit. Instinctively pack your bags and go on a trip to Vietnam. Try and eat the sniz of an Australian scuba diver at a resort there that seems to think that crystals are going to cure cancer. Go have fun, okay? These young broads are fucking with you, okay? They got a stranglehold on the system right now. And you guys are buying into it. Quit buying into it. I'm tired of fucking hearing about this shit. You know, I was one of you. I was always like, oh God, I got to impress some female. And then I got to an age where I stopped giving a shit. And I'll tell you what, it feels good. Cause then you find like somebody that's on your level. I got, you know, I got lucky a few times by someone just falling into my life that I didn't expect. And that's when you find the one that this is going to get real gay for a second, but hold on. Okay. Hold on, just hear me out. It gets better, you young fucks. So your mind is wired. You've been conditioned to think that there's only one way to go through this path, and that's not it. Okay, nobody's gonna have the perfect advice for you. I'm sorry, it's just the way it's gonna go. Your dad might be a fuck up, and he's telling you that you're a fuck up, even though you're 10 times the man that he'll ever be. You know. That's just how it goes. You got to do it what feels right. And if you're questioning this shit already with this bitch, drop her. Who cares? What's she going to do? What's she going to do that's so great? She got a golden pussy? Is that pussy made of gold? Is it? Probably fucking not. I'll tell you that right now. You want to buy golden pussy? Get a high-end escort. Pay for golden pussy. That old girl can run that fucking mitt like nobody can. No, like no one you ever slept with. That old, now, you know, why would you pay for sex? Because that's what you want in the end. A young guy, your nuts are fucking with you. Go jerk off. Start thinking clear. That's what you need to do. Start with that. Jerk off and think this through. What? The series of events that have unfolded in the past 2 months, it started off great. She felt like she was interested in you, and then it all fell apart, and she's short with you. It's because she found somebody else that's more interesting than you. It's just how it is. I'm telling you how it is. She found somebody who she thinks is more interesting than you at that moment in time, and you're just filling up a spot on the roster for a possible chance that this guy's going to break her heart, and then she's going to come back to you, and you're going to be already like, well, what the fuck? I don't like this shit. And then you're going to have strange emotions towards her. Like, there's going to be distrust between you two because you already went through some horseshit early on, and now all of a sudden she's starting to think that, yo, maybe he is Mr. Right. Maybe he's Mr. Right. He just wasn't Mr. Right now. Gives a fuck. Have some fun. Get your boys together. Pack your shit. Go down to Florida. Sit in one of them goddamn strip clubs that the Panthers were in during game three. The night of game three. Was that it? Go sit in one of them Miami strip clubs. Christ. Go enjoy yourself. There's hole wherever you go. All right? It's a big, beautiful world. Big, beautiful world. Full of them. Putting all your eggs in one basket like this bitch is going to bring you the most happiness you ever felt in your... Like, what do you think there is? A pot of gold at the end of the rainbow too? You want me to tell you that? Just follow the rainbow. There's a big pot of gold and you'll be a very wealthy man. But you know what? This is why you come to Uncle. All right? This is why you come to Uncle. Sorry for yelling at you. But that's how... the only way I know how to express myself is through anger. And possible happiness. And sexual frustration. That's it. I got three waves. And I run through those three. That's it. Because I'm a perverted, retarded, straight male. Like most of you that listen to this. I just think slightly off. Slightly off. I'm not saying it's correct. I'm not saying it's wrong. I'm a little out there at times. And that's... what got me here, okay? That's what got me in the position to answer questions like this to you, my young fella, my young, dangerous feline. So what I'm suggesting to you, just quit fucking around with these females, all right? Quit fucking around with these females and thinking that you're going to find the perfect one in the state of Minnesota, because it's unlikely, all right? Pack your shit. Go travel by yourself. Figure your fucking shit out, okay? Figure you out. And empty the goddamn chamber, will you? Empty the goddamn chamber. Like I said earlier in the episode, you need some clarity. Go jerk off and start thinking about this, all right? Then if you fuck her, you know, at the end of the fuck, then you don't have to do the weird thing where, you know, oh, I got to go grab a rag and, oh, fuck, I feel horrible. You get the post-nut clarity and your mind starts fucking with you. Where at least if you nut in your own bed, you can wipe it off your stomach with the used sock that from that day. You can roll over and have a nap. You can lay there, stare at the roof. You can put on your favorite goddamn TV series that's on Netflix. Watch sports highlights or whatever YouTube channel about fixing a fucking old Ford Ranger, for Christ's sakes. I don't know what you're into. I don't care. But then... you can start to dive into all the events that took place that led you to here to question on whether or not this young lady wants to give her attention to you. It's because she's busy giving it to somebody else. Now get out there, sling some dick, enjoy your youth, okay? There's guys my age that are looking at their youth that pissed it away on some fucking demented human being. And there's females that have done this too, that have wasted their time on mediocre dick. And I'm telling you as well, get out there, explore, go have some fun. You might be bisexual. That seems to be what everybody does, or it seems to be what these young girls are doing now. So that way they can be a part of this whole pride thing. I'm bisexual. That's for another episode. What am I doing? Anyways, yes, jerk off, think about it, and I highly recommend getting out there, traveling a little bit, and seeing some of the world. Quit spending your money on hole that ain't going to give anything back in return other than fucking waves of despair and, I don't know, the emotions that'll go through you are going to be weird. As you get older. And I'll tell you what, you just get grumpier. Because here I am yelling at you to fucking tell you to quit fucking around with these stupid bitches. And that goes for you ladies as well. The seven that listen to this podcast. Quit wasting your time on mediocre dick. That's the Uncle Hack Podcast. Thank you for tuning in. Every week, Thursday at 3 p.m., you can catch this new episode, sorry. And if you want this episode earlier, be sure to check out our Patreon, patreon.com/dangercat69, and you will get this episode 48 hours earlier sometimes.